Hey there, this is Dee.
And this is Miles.
And this is, so how's that working out for you?
And we got some things to talk about.
Let's get into it. And we're back.
What's up?
But yeah, so, just letting you guys know, the last one we left off, we're talking about Turkey Day. Mm-hmm. Anticipating Turkey Day and experimenting with dishes.
Yeah.
And so
it went down, man.
How'd that work out for us?
It worked out really well.
It really worked out well. Yeah, so what we did was you did a couple dishes.
Yep, sure did. I did a couple of them.
Son made a couple dishes and I made some dishes.
Yeah, it went down.
And it turned out really good. We were able to experiment. Yeah, I made my homemade cranberry sauce.
That was
it turned out really good.
Could have fed an army with
it. The only thing, it was so much.
Could have took it to everybody and said, hey, want a chunk of cranberry sauce?
I could have canned it and sold it. So yeah, that came out really good. I was apprehensive because I don't like cranberry sauce with the whole berries. Mm-hmm. And we had some whole berries in it, but it was really good. I think the only thing I'll do differently is put less sugar than what the recipe called for. But now that I've done it, I'm like, I'm winging it. I don't need no recipe. You know how we do.
And
so, speaking of no recipe, my son, when he was seasoning his food, he was like, how much should I put in? I was like, honey, just go until you hear the ancestors whisper. That's enough, baby.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, did you hear the ancestors yet? He was like, oh, yeah.
Hey, don't tell
I heard the ancestors.
Oh, no. Which one?
But it turned out so good with the potato salad. And he was just like, I think we need a little more relish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to put a little more, you know, the green onions.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a little more. And he just kept tasting. I'm like, you got to taste it.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, he put his foot in.
That was cool. It was cool watching y'all get in there and do y'all thing, man. That was pretty dope.
That potato salad was bomb. Yeah, and his mac and cheese.
Yeah, you gave him a lot of guidance.
I gave him guidance, but what I'm telling you, it was good.
He did.
I didn't tell him when to stop. I was like, no, you want more? You think more cheese should be in here?
I heard you tell him that.
I said, you tell me what you think.
Yeah, it came out good, man.
He made that roux.
No qualms.
Y'all who know about that roux, he did that roux.
Mm-hmm.
He hooked it up.
So I was
very proud. Your green bean casserole was
And then we did the greens. Remember,
immaculate.
I sauteed the greens.
We just sauteed.
That was the other dish I did.
Garlic greens.
Yeah, that was good.
So they were chopped.
Yeah.
Finely chopped and sauteed with garlic.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And it was delicious.
That was pretty good.
Oh my gosh.
All new stuff. We did a lot of stuff.
We never because we didn't have family over.
That's right. Well, when it's just you three,
grandma ain't over talking crazy.
You can't get thrown outside. You know, get your food thrown outside. No, don't bring that up in here.
Don't you experiment on the. I've seen too many videos of people yelling at the young person for experimenting.
It's happening in our own family. People make their comments. They might not be super rude about it, but
they do.
They make their comments.
Yep. So, one thing I did differently this year, I've never put sour cream in my mac and cheese.
Oh, it was boss, too.
Never.
Yeah.
So that was new for me.
You put it down.
It was, well, he did it. I didn't do it.
Y'all put y'all foot in it.
Yeah.
I think it was good.
But, so yeah.
Yeah.
So it turned out great.
It did.
And my son and I are in the kitchen cooking. My son dicing up celery and onions.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Miles walks in.
Yes. Got out there on that golf, man.
Came in from golfing.
Yes, sir. You know, like you say, on Thanksgiving morning, you know, normally back in the day, you'd go out, play basketball with the boys, or, you know, they had the football game.
Everybody on the street playing football.
Yeah, doing something, you know what I'm saying? So it just felt like, you know, back in the day, but it was different getting out on Thanksgiving morning and playing some golf. And it was dope.
Yeah, so when you got home, how'd you feel? Were you excited?
Let's set the stage on this, you guys. So, as y'all know, and I'm mostly y'all men gonna be able to relate, you don't eat no breakfast on Thanksgiving. You don't eat no breakfast.
Nobody eat no breakfast.
Ain't nobody eat no breakfast. And you ain't definitely eating no lunch. It's definitely not gonna be no lunch because you're expecting turkey about 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
1 or 2, that's early.
Oh, come on now. Now all of a sudden, we want to be early.
No, you were like, oh yeah, we should be done by 3.
Oh, no.
Yes, you did.
That's the time you're getting ready to go for a walk. You've had dessert by 3 o'clock.
Nah, we sit down by 3.
You've had dessert by 3. Whatever. You started eating about 1 to 2 o'clock.
I'm still cooking at 1. The turkey's still
basting
at
1. Okay, wait a minute. I'm just saying. Okay, well let me just set the stage. Set the stage here.
Says the man who only sits down and eats. Okay,
so been out playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
what time?
Four hours. You know, I got home about 1 o'clock.
No, you go home later because I got home around 1 o'clock.
Okay, well, almost 2 o'clock then.
Because I remember looking at the clock saying, well, he said we should be eating around 3, and it wasn't 3 yet. So I remember.
I never said no 3 o'clock. I don't know where you got that from.
You said it.
No, I didn't. Okay. I never said that. I said 1 o'clock. If I said anything, I said 1 o'clock. Go ahead.
So anyway, it when could you got be, home, your expectations yes. were
well,
what?
I'm setting the stage okay. here. Okay. So, first of all, no breakfast, no lunch, mm-hmm. golf. All right. So, walking in the door about 2:30, 2:30, 3 o'clock, and we did discuss it, 3 o'clock dinner. Okay. So, I walk in at 2:30. Now I know exactly. So, I was thinking, we did say 3 o'clock. So, I got home at 2:30. What I was thinking, get in the shower, get cleaned mm-hmm. up. By the time I get out that shower, food going to be ready. Like, it's going to be time to sit down and uh-huh. eat. So, I walk in the door. I'm looking around. I don't see no dishes out. Like, I don't see the food like I expected to see it at 2:30.
You see my son still chopping celery.
I see people chopping and cutting.
We're still mixing stuff.
So, I come sit down in my chair in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and I'm looking.
You looked at your watch.
I was like, how? And I said, how many more dishes y'all got? And when she got to like fourth one, I think I stopped listening. Like, after she said, like, the third or fourth one, I was just like, I couldn't believe it.
Looked at your watch again. I'm trying to be patient. I'm like,
And I'm using every tool I have. I'm being patient. Because mm-hmm. here we go. Like I told you guys, that expectation. And that's the biggest thing I've been working on. And, I mean, my expectations were out the roof. Because I hadn't ate no breakfast. No lunch. I could have stopped and got some wings on the way home if I'd have known what. And I did it.
And then wait. And then when you're looking, you looked at, by the time you looked at your watch the second time, I'm like, okay. Oh shit. I was gonna get mad. All
right. And then I think you left, and this is when it was the capper, and you left and went in the other room for something, and Jordan was in here cutting.
My son.
Mm-hmm. He was in there. He was in there cutting up something. And he looked over at me, and he was like, yeah, if we eat about 3, 4 o'clock or 4 or 5 o'clock, should
that's
be okay.
Still,
should
still be still early. Pretty early. It's still early.
And I looked at
way
him.
Way to go, son.
And I looked at him, and I just went, okay. And I got up.
Wait, shut up.
And I walked.
No, wait. Because you got a text message. Oh, you got while you were sitting here stewing and mad.
Oh, no.
And
my boy sends me a message saying, oh, yeah, dog. We done ate already. We've golfed together now, right? Okay. So, and set that stage. He was the same person. Oh, we ate all. Lord. He didn't eat nothing either. He says, oh, yeah, man. I done ate. I'm sitting here. I'm so full. I'm sitting here on the couch now watching the grandchildren play.
Oh, when he told me that, when he read that message, I was like,
and then I told D the same. I said, man, my boy, he already ate.
He already ate. He's sitting on the couch.
Watching the grandchildren.
That didn't help.
My son looked over there at me and said, yeah, 4 or 5 o'clock,
man. Like 3 or 4, still early.
Still going to be pretty early.
Which is true.
I had to go get up. At that point, I went and got up, laid on the bed.
Forget the shower. You could have done other stuff.
I went and laid down.
But he hovered in here and like supervised us.
I laid down and like I said, you guys, this is where those tools come into play. And I went through the process of understanding that it was my expectations mm-hmm. that were driving me bananas. My wife didn't commit to having the food ready and having things done, or, you know, those were all my expectations.
Well, see, the thing is, you assumed I was home cooking all day.
I sure did.
Once you left, I got up, and I started cooking. Because normally I do that.
That's right.
I'll put the turkey in early morning.
That's right.
And then by 1 or 2.
I figured as soon as I was walking out the door.
I'm putting all the other dishes in.
You was going to be cooking.
But in actuality, this is not the traditional turkey day.
No, it
so
wasn't.
We didn't have the big turkey. We had turkey breast.
That's right.
And I had to run to the store and get a few things.
And you just didn't.
And so I just got home about an hour before you did.
Yeah.
So I wasn't here slaving and sweating mm-hmm. barefoot in the kitchen.
Yeah.
With dumb expectations.
But the key
and then,
there.
Hold on. And then our son, he was supposed to help too. So he rolled out of bed at a certain time, and he had an errand to run. So he went and did his thing too, because we're going to be cooking together, because I was going to be guiding him like the ancestors and guiding him.
Oh, Lord.
And he had his thing to do too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when he finally did his, I understood. I was like, yeah, okay, go do your thing. And he came back, you know, then we started.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, and you know, but I went in there and I went through the process, process. And what that is that I'm identifying what the issue is. I'm identifying that it's my issue. And I'm pushing my expectations out there, and I dealt with it, you know, and it ended up turning out to be great.
Yeah.
And I could have ruined that moment. I could have ruined it.
It could have been ruined. And because, you know, this was not a traditional turkey day, and we were making things work, like how we usually do, we make it work. It's just the three of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not doing traditional. I mean, we did the traditional meals, but we did them a little different. We added our own little style to it. And so, you know, that could have been a memorable time.
Yeah.
But if that got ruined.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying.
It would have been horrible.
I could have ruined the moment.
And then I have to congratulate myself, too.
Yes, you did.
Because I used my tools.
You knew.
And I didn't get defensive.
Because you could tell.
Yeah, I was like, okay, he's going to go away.
You was reading my body language. Like you said, you saw me looking at my watch.
About three times. I think you even wrenched your neck back around, look at the wall clock, too. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shoot. But I kept my cool, you know.
You did. And
my son felt it. I was like, okay.
Yeah, and my boy felt it.
So I used my tools and I kept my cool. And you went away.
And I went and did my thing and I went through my process. But you know what? I could have jacked up this this whole thing. I could have came in here and
barking
and said all I wanted to say and put all my feelings or whatever I wanted to say. What you should have done or could have done or... You know, or let me know it was going to be, or, you know, I could have done a whole lot of things. And then everybody would have walked around on eggshells. It would have just ruined the moment. My wife and my son were in here enjoying each other's time and cooking together. I could have ruined all of that with my expectations.
But
and
instead,
how many times have we done that to
done
our
it.
Families
I've,
over the years?
I've had a couple times that I remember where we were arguing, I'm cooking dinner. And then when I'm done, I'm just done. I go away. And you're eating by yourself because I'm mad.
That has happened.
Yeah, so.
You know, and that's...
But this time we played games, we laughed, we had fun,
we
listened to music, we watched Christmas movies.
It was a special.
So now.
Just us three.
2020 Turkey Day went down as a success.
As a success. Because we used tools.
We used our tools.
We stopped, we recognized that what was happening and what was going on. And we were recognizing that we can stop it and intervene it, and we can change its trajectory.
Because I could get defensive and be like, well, well, you've been out golfing.
Yeah.
So you
easily.
Ain't been in here.
And I would have deserved that.
We only got one oven.
Yeah.
You know, it could have been a lot.
It would have just been, and then my son would have been.
Tiptoeing around, feeling very uncomfortable.
It could have been completely messy. And that could have easily happened. And I don't want that to happen to y'all out there. Because it's happened to us and, you know, stop, take a time when you feel these things starting to happen and these emotions starting to take over or these expectations starting to come out and we all have expectations, but then when we push them out on other people and then they don't meet them and then how do we respond to it? And man.
Yeah. So I would say we did good.
We did good. Pound.
Teamwork.
No doubt.
Activate. Estes power activate.
Team Estes.
All right. And so another thing that we realized, like, you know, it started off, you know, we had to use our tools. It was a little rocky.
Yeah.
But when we finally, you know, we let all that go and did our thing, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And we'll have that to look back on, this memory to look back on, three of us.
No doubt.
But... It could have went left.
Yeah.
It could have went a whole different way.
Yeah. And I think we all take it for granted. But I'm going to break it down to you fellas break it down to everybody in a different way. So, like I said, you only got so much time.
Oh,
so,
Lord, what are you about to say?
So,
why are you laughing?
So, fellas, you know, How many more years are you gonna be bang, 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 bang?
What?
Bang, bang.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. So, you gotta start looking. You think, oh, I'm gonna be having sex for another 20 years.
How does sex come into?
And you think of it in that term, but then you gotta think about how many times. So, you know, pretty soon you might make. Oh, 20 more times, or maybe 5 more times. Or,
oh my gosh. You know,
so, hey, they all gotta be, man.
Oh, so and, you're saying make the best of it?
I'm saying
every
absolutely
time?
Make
the
best make of it.
I agree. Make
the
best of it every time. Thank you for saying that. Thank
man,
you.
I don't, did I say the best for
don't
you
have,
every time?
Don't have
did I say
acid.
The, I said it best for you. I didn't say it
yeah,
best for you
me.
Every time.
Don't have acid. Make it
say,
the best.
Best use of your time.
No
my
lazy.
Friends.
No laziness. No lazy.
Best use of your
no
time.
No lazy side booty.
My friends.
No lazy side booty, bro.
Best
get up here.
Best use of your time. And the time's
oh,
up.
Oh, my
you know,
gosh.
Think of it 20 years. You'll be messed up. You
so
come up short.
Be all you can be now.
I'm just saying, y'all.
The few, the proud.
I'm just saying. You better start looking at it from a number standpoint, not
okay.
a year standpoint.
I feel you. I agree with that.
Numbers. Hmm. How many times?
Be
not years.
All you can be.
Not how many years.
Hey, so like we were talking earlier, when I was talking about when I said I used stop, I want to break that tool down to you guys and define that tool that worked here just recently for me.
And stop is actually it's an acronym.
Mm-hmm.
And it's STOPP.
Yep. And what it breaks down into is first you stop. Like I did is I stopped
so
in
the
moment.
So the S in stop is?
S is just you stop. So mm-hmm. you're saying, hey, I'm stopping. I'm taking myself out of this moment. I'm going to give it a pause.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to take a deep breath.
The T.
You know, and believe me, and this is scientific, this ain't no tree hugger stuff, that they talk about this all the time, that true controlling of breathing, it's not so much as you had to meditate, just taking in controlled breaths actually calms yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, you know, one of those weird things. And then O, observe,
mm-hmm.
right?
And so with the O, mm-hmm. you're actually, it's actually a self-observation.
Yeah.
You're observing yourself.
Observing yourself.
And it's a three-parter.
Yeah. What am I thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
So what am I actually thinking about at that moment? What is this that's driving this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what is it that I'm reacting to, right? What is it that I'm actually reacting to in that three-part? And then third, what am I feeling in my body? And then perspective.
The P.
The P. The first P in the stop. And that is... considering the big picture, how would someone else see this and identify the facts and what's actually true? And then that other P, practice what works. Now, take action and what's the best thing I can do here for me or for others in this situation? And so when I stopped and I said, okay, you're starting to feel a certain way here. You're getting bothered, and you know what happens. Your distortions take over, and then you're triggered into saying and doing things that normally hurt people and doesn't help the situation. Stop. And that's what I did on Turkey Day there. Now I have a different perspective on that. I look at it more as times versus years. Because I used to think you had like 20, 25 years to, you know, of Christmases or Thanksgivings or however you...
Or just time to see your family.
Yeah, times to see your family or years to see your family or mm-hmm. years to spend with your family. But now I look at it differently from a different perspective because somebody told me, you think about it as time. So how many times do you see family members in 25 years? Maybe you only see family members once every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've only seen, you only got 5 more times to see that family member. Or those family members.
Yeah.
Say two of them, you had a terrible attitude and you didn't bring your best person with you and you didn't use the stop tool. Now you only had 3 times to be with that family
yeah,
member.
Yeah, they and, may not want to be around you.
Yeah, and what if yeah. another COVID happens or, you know what I'm saying? So that's why that tool is so important.
Right.
Is protect those times. And I know you were saying something about around holidays.
Mm-hmm. Usually that's when a lot of blow-ups happen, around holidays.
Yeah.
And then usually your family members or loved ones or even you yourself, mm-hmm. you'll skip a couple years.
Maybe a couple years before you get back home. Yeah.
So that takes away
the time
you have to spend with that person.
Yeah. Like I could have ruined that Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And that would have been one more time ruined.
Right.
I might never spend another Thanksgiving where it's just the three of us. Me, my wife, and my son. My son might have his own family doing his own thing. And we won't have this moment ever again.
And that's the thing. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
And we do take it for granted that you're going to see people. Mm-hmm. And that happened to me.
Yeah.
With my dad. I took it for granted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tough story.
I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. And we were talking on the phone.
Yeah.
And I was just so upset with him. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm not talking to you anymore.
Yeah.
And those were my last words to my dad.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was a teenager thinking I had
plenty of time. Yeah, I'm going to, I'll be able to fix that. I'm mad at dad today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like I said, you never know, you know, and I lost my mother in a very traumatic way too. So you never really know how much time you really have. So make sure, if you can, use some tools to protect those moments.
Mm-hmm.
But so, you know, and then another thing I wanted to talk about too before we close this all out. Yeah, so I wanted to talk real quick about, hey, one thing I've talked about, and I know that sometimes you have to speak about it multiple times before people really grab it. So to all my listeners out there, once again, you know, we're building this podcast 1, 5, 10 people at a time. And please use your platforms, promote us, talk to your friends, your family. Put it on your Facebook, wherever you do your social media thing. But we're trying to touch people's lives one person at a time. And the best way to do that is by you, our listeners right now. So we appreciate what you do. And we really, really look forward to just continue growing in the next year.
Yep. And if you like to comment on something you've heard or you want to add, mm-hmm. give us a call. 872-304-5683. Yep. That's 872-304-LOVE. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Or you can email us at dnmiles@gmail.com.
Yep, hit us up.
And
man.
Thank you all for all the people who has contacted us. That's been fun.
It's been fun, you know, it's really been fun and we're really, really enjoying it. You got anything else?
Nope.
No, that's it for us today. Then hey, we love y'all. We're gonna put something out. Oh.
Well, I do.
What's up?
We were looking at the forecast, and we'd been seeing that there was possibly no snow
Christmas. Yeah.
Well, we got snow today.
We got some snow today.
And we went out and walked in the snow.
Yeah, we went out
and
chilled.
And I didn't
It was a good day. It was really nice, special. It felt like Christmas.
It was so pretty, too.
Yeah, it felt like Christmas, and mm-hmm. it was really nice. And we made the best day of it by just enjoying the whole day.
Yep.
So, so we'll be getting back to you guys. Hopefully, we'll get back to you guys after Christmas.
Yeah. And let you know how it went.
We'll let you know how Christmas goes, and hopefully we'll have some good information to talk to you about then, too. So, hey, we love y'all, and look forward to talking to y'all
again. Until next time.
Peace.
Bye.
All right, y'all. Till next time.
Peace.